for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In an early morning tweet, President Donald Trump announced his Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his position at the end of the year, and a replacement will be named next week. Zinke is the subject of several ethnics investigations, including whether he used his office for personal gain and his handling of a Connecticut casino project. Zinke has said he follows all rules, procedures, and regulations, and most importantly, the law. Zinke's departure comes on the heels of the president's pick of Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as acting chief of staff. The investigation into what caused a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl to die after being in U.S. custody at the border continues. Congressman Lou Correa tells CNN the emphasis should not be on building a wall, but stabilizing the regions where the migrants are coming from.
We have a humanitarian crisis, we have a refugee crisis, and Homeland Security, Border Patrol is not prepared to address this issue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Obamacare remains in place, even though a conservative federal judge in Texas ruled Friday that the Affordable Care Act is invalid because of the penalty for not having coverage. Former U.S. Attorney David Katz tells CNN that trial court ruling won't be the last word.
What just happened now is not going to be the last step, but it's a troubling first judicial step. It's troubling for 130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions. It's very disturbing to 12 million people who are on Obamacare as of 2018.
The White House applauds the ruling but says the law remains in place while appeals proceed. President Trump tweeted that Congress should pass a new law. Federal prosecutors Friday rejected former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's suggestion that he should have been warned of the consequences of lying to the FBI, telling a judge that Flynn's false statements were voluntary and intentional. But they stuck to the recommendation of a prison term on the low end of the sentencing guidelines, citing his cooperation and military service. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The man at the center of an alleged election fraud scandal is speaking publicly about his campaign. North Carolina's State Board of Elections voted to not certify Republican Mark Harris's win over Democrat Dan McCready in November's 9th District Congressional election. Harris beat McCready by 905 votes, but irregularities with absentee ballots in two counties have prompted the Board of Elections to call for a hearing next month. Questions have been aimed at McCray Dowless, a man Harris admits hiring to encourage voters to cast absentee ballots. Harris says he is cooperating with investigators.
My hope is that McCray hasn't done anything wrong. I don't know that. I'm waiting for the investigators to make that clear. And that's all we can do.
Australian opposition leader Bill Shorten says that Prime Minister Scott Morrison's decision to recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital is a humiliating backdown from the October by-election campaign.
My fear is that he's made Australia look stupid on the international stage. Conflict in the Middle East is a complex issue. People have been trying to resolve it for decades, and there are very strongly held views on both points, both sides.
Morrison says Australia's embassy will not move from Tel Aviv until a peace settlement was achieved, and he added Australia also recognized the aspirations of the Palestinians to have a capital in East Jerusalem. The Yellow Vest protests continue for a fifth week in Paris, but the number of demonstrators calling for the president's resignation is fewer than in past weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.